hear and race my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. Yea, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Final reading from our text tonight. This text, by the way, was selected from our intern, Alex. So we'll thank her for picking something that's a wake-up call for all of us. The former things I declared long ago, they went out from my mouth and I made them known. Then suddenly I did them. And they came to pass, because I know that you are obstinate. And your neck is an iron sinew, and your forehead is like brass. I declared them to you from long ago. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you, so that you would not say, my idol did them, my carved image, my cast image commanded them. You've heard, now see all this, and you will not declare it. From this time forward, I will make you hear new things, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today, you have never heard of these things, so that you could not say, I already knew them. You have never heard. You have never known. From of old, your ear has not been opened. For I knew that you would deal very deal very treacherously, and from that birth you were called a rebel. For my name's sake, I defer my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrain it for you, so that I may not cut you off. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm not blaming you, Alex. I am praising you. You ever have one of those moments where you felt God was offering a teachable moment to you? Almost like a lovely right on the back of the head. I had one of those the other day. We were going somewhere and the family was dressed up and our 12-year-old son, I won't call him out by name, Anthony, he was told by his mom to put on his church shoes. And he came out of the house. I was in the car waiting. He came out of the house and he had black shoes on, but they were not his church shoes. He got into the car and I said, "You were told to put on the church shoes. You need to go back in and put on the church shoes." And he said, but mommy said it was okay. And I said, "I don't care. I am asking you, and now I'm telling you, to go back inside and put your church shoes on." And I did it in a nice way. And he got out of the car, proceeded to slam the door, stomp off to the house with his head down, right? Spent some time in there. Lo and behold, he did change his shoes. And when he came back out, he stomped towards the car in the same manner. And the whole time, you know, the old me, I would have gotten angry and I'm like, "Ooh, he's rebelling and I'll show you," right? I'm going to ground him or do something. But I had to contort my face to keep from laughing, to keep from smiling and giggling, right? Because what I saw in him was me at that age. And sometimes at that age now, right? God calls us out in this passage that we're rebels from the day we're born. And I think about that, and I think about, boy, in that moment I could have really made a teachable moment out of that. And I could have tried to bend his will to mine. But I wonder if it would have done any good. I'm glad laughter came over me and the realization that I was like that. We're all like that, right? And in that moment, because I was able to just let my issues go and my anger go, I was able to offer mercy. You see, I didn't have to have the last word because he already made a statement as he was walking back, right? I just let him get in the car, and I simply said, "Thank you. You look really nice." Something like that was his response. But the prophet Isaiah, like the scenario I just gave you is something tangible, something we can probably relate to, all of us, in one way or another. We've either been rebels ourselves or have seen somebody rebel against us, right? And God chooses mercy. You see, in that passage, the prophet is sharing with us what God has already done for us. He's talking about what's been revealed long ago in the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, the first four are all in how we conduct our relationship between us and God to live a fruitful, loving life. And the remaining six are all how we can relate to others and live a fruitful and meaningful life in community. And Jesus comes and he simplifies it for us. Down to two, he said, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Right? The vertical, the horizontal, all about being in relationship. And yet God says through Isaiah, you've rebelled. And in this one passage, he simply brags a little bit. And he says, yet I restrain my anger. I choose not to take out vengeance and punish you like you so rightly deserve for rebelling against the very being that created us. And he chooses that mercy so that we won't be cut off from his love. And the prophet goes on to say, there's going to be something new. Now we're on the backside of that something new, and that something new is Jesus. But Isaiah was pointing to that. God was pointing to that through Isaiah, saying there's going to be something new. Something for all of you rebels out there. And it's not going to be vengeance, it's not going to be wrath, it's not going to be my anger, but it's going to be my love poured out for you. I'm glad that God is still working on my heart and changing my thought process and giving me the ability and opportunities to extend mercy to my son who is currently 12, getting ready to go into those teenage years where the rebellious nature is just exponentially exploding day by day. I think this is a good passage that I can come back to and be reminded of the mercy that I've been given and the nudge to extend that mercy to him. For the purpose of allowing us not to be cut off from his love. And so that new thing comes. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, blessed it, and gave thanks for what was to come. And he said, this is my body, broken for you. Take and eat and do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks again and blessed it and said, this is my cup, my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. It's what Isaiah was talking about, the mercy cup, so that you won't be cut off. My love, Jesus says, take and drink. And so we pray that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on the common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Christ. So that as we partake, we become one with Christ and one to the world, to share that message of hope and love and mercy. So that not only we won't be cut off, but others won't be cut off from God's love. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple ground rules. because I think we have some visitors here tonight. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come forward and receive this gift of grace called communion. Just simply come forward with a hungry, open heart. A piece of bread will be torn off and given to you. And simply receive it in your hands and hear the words, the body of Christ broken for you. And then take it and dip it in the cup and hear the words, the blood of Christ shed for you. And know and trust in your heart that you have been loved beyond all understanding. And mercy has been given to you. And this is the way we remember that love and mercy. All are welcome. When you are able, when you are ready, come and receive. Heavenly Father, symbolically, we were given large pieces tonight, a lot to chew, representing the great love that you offer us through the breaking of the bread and the pouring of the cup. And sometimes that love, when we start to think about it, it's more than we can chew, more than we can swallow. But it truly is representative of how much you love us. May we continue to be shaped by your love, formed in your image, to offer mercy, love, and forgiveness to all those in our paths. In Jesus' name, amen. May you go from this place transformed by his love, by his message, and by his mercy. Amen.
Thank you.